Chapter 1. Romila Tappert, Pushpaka Vimana and the Flights of Her Historical Imagination by Anurag Sharma. Introduction. The fundamental object of writing history must be the eternal quest for truth. Moral judgment as well as various interpretations and inferences are welcome, but only when the facts are established with a scrupulous regard for the truth alone, without any influence of preconceived judgment and theories. Kalhana, circa 12th century CE, the great historian of ancient India from Kashmir, held that a true historian must keep a detached mind and, like a judge, should recount events after having discarded all bias and prejudice. A true historian must not tailor history to a pattern or subject it to a formula or a master concept. However, this wise counsel of a medieval Hindu historian is ignored by the Marxist historians of India, who consider history as a political tool to advance certain narratives. They understand history through the prism of class struggle and bring in new interpretations of history to redefine the grand narrative of our country. Romila Tappert is one of the most well-known contemporary historians of India and is held in high academic esteem both nationally and internationally. She is foremost among the historians of India who have meticulously worked at new interpretations of incidents and personalities in Indian history, based on the application of Marxist principles. Historians like her over the years have also used their control of educational institutions to influence public discourse and government policies. Her writings consistently strike at the very heart of Indian culture and civilization by making claims such as the non-existence of India or Hinduism before the modern era, or by denunciation of sacred Hindu texts and ancient Indian social system as narrow-minded and oppressive for the general population. Hence, it becomes imperative to closely examine her works and test the veracity of her claims. It is also essential to refute the theories and claims that are found to be in disagreement with the facts. Rajiv Malhotra, in a video lecture series, has carried out an excellent critical analysis of Romila Tappert's methodology and responded to her, quote, colonized approach towards history writing. My analysis in this essay is largely based on the themes selected by Rajiv Malhotra for this video series. My aim is to refute the historiographical assumptions of Romila Tappert by providing strong counterexamples from Indian history. This essay is divided into three sections. In the first section, I try to critically examine her views on the Islamic period of Indian history. In the second section, Tappert's theories related to Hindu dharma and sacred Hindu texts such as Ramayana, Mahabharata, and Puranas are examined. Finally, in the third section, I critically analyze her views on the Indian nation and Hindu nationalism. Section number 1. Islamic Rule in India. Romila Tappert and other Marxist historians have produced numerous monographs and papers to show that the medieval foreign rulers of India were not actually motivated by religious considerations, but all their actions vis-à-vis the non-Muslims of this country were prompted mainly by political or economic considerations. Strangely enough, any criticism of a medieval Muslim ruler is considered by them as, quote, unsecular and an, quote, attack on contemporary Muslims. By the same logic, any criticism of a British administrator in pre-independence days should also be treated as a blow against the secular ideal of the Indian state, since there are many Indians today who profess Christianity, the religion of the old British administrators. Despite this, some historians believe that history must not call to memory the dastardly crimes and atrocities of India's past Islamic rulers, because such recollections give rise to unhealthy trends which militate against the secular fabric of this country. The aforementioned attitude drives Tappert to gloss over the iconoclasm of Mahmud Ghazni, circa 971 through 1030 CE, by suggesting that he was not primarily motivated by religious fanaticism in attacking major temple towns like Mathura, Vrindavana, Thanesar, Kanauj, and Somnath. She says that the concentration of wealth in the temples at these places made him attack them as his, open quote, greed for gold was insatiable, end quote. She states that since Somnath Temple, open parentheses, attacked in circa 1025 CE, close parentheses, was renowned for its wealth, it was inevitable that greedy